Welcome, America. Fasten your seatbelts. This is the Jay Sheldon Show.
Yes, it is. Welcome in. Happy Wednesday. Hump day. We're halfway through the week. Biden's sneaky, sneaky little planes. It's not a news story, but it's just hitting the headlines again. Did you know we have a trans czar? Yeah, we do, and we're paying her a lot of your tax money. Canada's pre-crime division is scary as hell since it's just to our north, and as you know, things trickle down, except in the economy. And finally, San Francisco, what the hell? You'll see what I mean coming up. Welcome to the Jay Sheldon Show. Happy Wednesday. Welcome in and hello to our latest follower. I don't know how to say this. It's X-I-H-I-B-E-M. And in Chinese, I guess that would be Shihibem 828. Anyway, Shihibem, if that's how you say it, welcome to the show. Thank you so much for the follow. Really appreciate that. Appreciate it. It means a lot to us. It doesn't cost you a dime, by the way. You get a free Rumble account, whether you're using the app or you're online, whatever it is. And then you just sign up, put in your email. They don't spam your box, your email box. And you get to follow the show. You get to take part in our live chat. We love hearing from you. We always would talk about whatever it is you want to talk about in the live chat. If you want or you want to react to something we're saying here, you can do that too. So join us, won't you? Coming up also a little later on, we will have a continuing book for you. We read classic children's literature on this wacko show. I know we do lots of strange things on this show that other people don't, which might be a good thing or it might be a bad thing. One of the things that is a good thing is one of our sponsors, and that's right here, Blackout Coffee. They are an amazing American company that makes simply the best cup of coffee you've ever had in your life. And I don't just say that as an ad. I say that because it is 100% true. Time for you to be awake, not woke. Start your day with a hot America fresh cup of coffee from Blackout Coffee. I love my Blackout Coffee. They are an active supporter of hardworking Americans like you. They work with local co-ops and American farmers to grow the best beans on the planet. And then they have a small batch roasting process, which means only after you order do they roast your beans. Another few days to ship them out to your door, and that is a fresh bag of roasted beans right at your door. They love the country. They love supporting our troops, our first responders. They do everything they can as an American company with our traditional conservative values, and we love them for that. But we especially love them because they make just the most amazing coffee. Skip the lines at the store. Order online. Get yourself a 20% discount when you use the code J20 at checkout. 20% discount. Use the link in our show notes. It's the top link in there. And that will get you over to the site. Looks just like that. And you can check out all the different blends. Morning Reaper, Brutal Awakening. They've got all kinds of great ones over there. 2A, which stands for Second Amendment, by the way. And do check them out. Pick up a bag of coffee. Just single bag is all you need to do. Grab yourself a bag. Try it. You will love it. And you'll be back. America's Coffee, Blackout Coffee, fantastic company. John and the gang over there are absolutely amazing people who love this country and love making a great cup of coffee. Thank you guys at Blackout Coffee for helping to support the show.
Welcome, America.
Yes, welcome to you. Could we please stop? Thank you. I know, I'm trying to figure it out, but it happens every time, and I don't know why. All right, the border, it isn't even really a border. I don't know why we call it a border. It's just a thought of maybe this is the line somewhere between Mexico and the U.S., but we really don't care. I mean, we care. The administration obviously doesn't care. And as you've seen, probably, some of the latest figures have said that around 7 million people have crossed the border in the last year or so. Other people, and I believe them, say that that number is likely 3 or 4 times higher than that. We're talking somewhere in the neighborhood of 25, 30 million people, larger than the population of a bunch of states, folks. So, the Biden administration puts their head together and says, How can we get these people across the border without having to account for them? Well, they don't cross the border. We'll fly them in. This is from the Daily Mail. Man. Biden administration is now admitting to flying 3,200 migrants, illegals, secretly into our country to reduce the number of crossings at the border. Excuse me. I knew there was a backup one in there. National security vulnerabilities. You think? A federal law, a lawsuit, rather, reveals that Biden's CBP is refusing to disclose what airports where it's flying undocumented aliens from other countries. Amidst a continuous flow of migrants across the border in the south, his expansion of the CBP One app allows migrants to apply for asylum while they're still in their own country, be flown into the U.S., and then given 2 years to obtain legal status, which they won't because that's not what they're after. Joe Biden's administration has freely admitted to transporting migrants on secret flights into the U.S., but said they can't reveal where. Customs and Border Patrol refuses to disclose any information about this, but they have secretly arranged flights last year for thousands of illegals from foreign airports flying directly into U.S. cities. So that number of illegals at the border that you see, 7 million, 14, 21 million, oh no, it is much, much higher than that. Use of a cell phone app allows people near undetected arrival by air. They have no legal right to enter the U.S., but they're flown right in from their country, dropped off at an airport, and off they go. Unbelievable. Biden at the border, what a waste, including the details of a Freedom of Information Act. First reported by Todd Benzman, Center for Immigration Studies, found Biden's CBP approved for the latest secretive flights that transported hundreds of thousands of illegals from foreign countries into at least 43 different American cities through December last year, just a few months ago. Unbelievable. Secure the border. Yeah. It ain't happening, folks. And they're doing everything, every possible thing they can to keep pushing it and pushing it. Of course, they're giving these people a free path to citizenship, offering them jobs in the military. How's that sit with you? Check this out. We won't tell them where we're going, like I said.
Oh, I get it. I just, like I said.
Low down stuff we don't tell people.
Because what we don't...
What we don't want to do is attract attention.
We don't want the media.
Yeah.
Like, we don't even know where we're going when they tell us.
Yeah. Right. Obviously.
I get the whole secrecy and all this shit, but this is even about my
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You know what I mean?
And why? You know why?
You know why.
Yeah, I know, but why? Yeah.
Come on.
No, but what's the big secret? Everybody knows it's happening.
You know why? Because if it gets out, the government's betraying the American people.
They get off the plane. You see the bus right there? They get on the bus, and away they go. Never to be seen again. That was Westchester, by the way. The Westchester Airport. And just like that guy said, that government contractor, if it gets out, people will know that the government is betraying the American people. Truer words, my friends. Truer, truer words. Man. And we just, well, we just going to let him keep getting away with it? You know what? Just shut the government down, why don't you? Useless pieces of shit, I swear to God. Virginia officials have banned one of the most iconic photographs ever taken. Some of the most iconic photographs ever taken came out of the same era. You know the picture of the soldiers raising the flag at Iwo Jima? That, of course, a spectacular, amazing, and certainly iconic photograph. Well, there is another iconic photograph. It is this one. If you are younger, you likely don't know this picture. But if you're over 40, I would bet you probably do. Certainly over 50. This is the end of World War II. And this is a nurse and a soldier, a sailor actually, celebrating the end of the war. Perfectly innocent during a time, the mid to late 40s, when we weren't woke. We enjoyed life. We celebrated our victories. Well, these idiots in Virginia have now officially banned that classic, iconic World War II kiss photo. And it has forced a major outcry. Woke officials at the Department of Veterans Affairs banned that picture, claiming it no longer fit the values of the VA. The VA no longer fits the values of the VA, okay? Apparently, they got blindsided. VA Secretary Dennis McDonough very publicly reversed the decision on X yesterday morning. Apparently learned of it through a tweet. The chief had not been made aware of the memo before it was issued. Says he did not approve it. Sources familiar with the matter added to the Associated Press. There again is that photograph. In fact, it's been turned into a statue. Where is that? Doesn't say. That, by the way, is the sailor. Check it out. That is that guy in the picture. How about that? The photo, which captures an ecstatic U.S. sailor kissing a nurse passing by to celebrate the end of World War II in Japan in 1945, deemed inappropriate behavior by VA higher-ups, depicts a non-consensual act. What a crock. They go on. It gets worse. Displaying the snapshot in VA hospitals could be construed as a tactic and tacit endorsement of the inappropriate behavior it depicts. What? Celebrating our victory in World War II? Would that be the inappropriate behavior? Employees have expressed discomfort with the display of the photo. Well, you know what? Why don't you just fire them if they're that uncomfortable with their job over a photograph? An iconic one to boot. Anyway, after this blew up in their face, the head of the VA, the secretary, or whatever the hell his title is, said, oops, yeah, we're not doing that. So the photo remains. Ha. I love it when a plan comes to get you. See, we have power. We have the power. We just got to learn how to use it right. We do stories from the other side of the globe, Australia, the Southeast Asia, China, Europe, of course, and Canada, because eventually those things, I've told you this for the longest time now, those things are little test areas. And before they try and stuff this our buttholes, they will try it in other places. And this is why we cover these kind of stories. And when they get as far as Canada, you better really start paying attention. Pre-crime. You remember the Tom Cruise movie, right? Pre-crime? Canada's justice minister is defending the Online Harms Bill. Places people under house arrest and cuts their internet access. No, I'm not kidding. Part of Canada's new online censorship laws. Look at this nudge. Canada facing some rather stiff competition from a lot of countries around the world. Some labeled them as authoritarian in the race to institutionalize and normalize and write into law distinctly dystopian concepts like pre-crime. Unfortunately for Canada's democracy, its government seems to be doing very well when it comes to this kind of crap. Justice Minister and Attorney General Arif Virani, currently defending a rather bizarre provision which is contained in the country's Online Harms Bill, which allows, listen to this, it allows authorities to place people under house arrest out of fear they could, at some point in the future, commit a hate crime. I didn't read that wrong. Because the government fears that sometime in the future, you could commit a hate crime, they are allowed to put you under house arrest and cut off your internet access. This is Canada. Citizens who are singled out in this way will also be made to wear a tracking device, an electronic tag, because they fear you could commit a hate crime. This... What? Meanwhile, the people who post it, some of them will be kept at home or surveilled around the clock. In other words, if you see a post and you retweet it or repost it, you're on the list too. Some kept at home. Virani, who in his role as Attorney General, along with the judge, will be the one who qualifies for this treatment, and he sees nothing wrong with it. He sees nothing wrong with it. Are you kidding me? On its surface, it's wrong. Top to bottom, side to side, inside and out. There is no good way of this having any positive outcome. In Canada, this I didn't know, according to the criminal code in Canada, a peace bond is issued when, quote, when a person is likely to commit a criminal offense, but there are no reasonable grounds to believe that an offense has actually been committed. What? Folks, get out of Canada. I'm usually saying move out of California, get out of New York. Just freaking get out of Canada. Come on down. We'll welcome you in. This is insane. There's just no other way about it. It's just absolutely dystopian insanity. If you want to read the rest of that article, it's in our show notes. You can check it out. But this is nuts. Not to be outdone in the nuts category. By the way, I am not ignoring Super Tuesday. Trump did amazingly well. Nikki Haley just ought to finally wake up. She should have woken up a long, long time ago. Trump kicked ass and took names all over the place. And it's all over every website out there, which is why I really didn't cover it much, because if you want that information, it's out there. We're doing great. Keep going. Don't give up. Let's get this guy back in office and fix this thing, huh? All right. Here's more reasons why we ought to get Trump back in office and fix this thing, because did you know we have a transgender czar? And we are paying this transgender czar six figures a year of your tax money. Biden thinks American exceptionalism means urging other countries to push the transgender ideology. Yeah. Not enough to be wrecking this country. Now he's sending somebody out, and I'll tell you what, there's a few countries they better just not start pushing this shit in, because it will last about that long, and that's not very long. They've hired a professional activist to travel the globe to encourage transgenderism and gender ideology. Wits World. Hey, welcome in, Wits World. Thanks. Great to have you here. I haven't seen you in the chat before. And what a great comment, too. We're talking about that World War II picture of the kiss with the sailor and the nurse. Says it's unfortunate it takes a war to bring us together. How true is that? The young ones have no clue. Both my grandfathers served in World War II. My grandfather also served in World War II. My father served in the Korean War. Wow. You're right, though. They have no clue. Perhaps some of them would wake up if they did. But, yeah. Wow. Thanks. Thanks, Witch World. Nice to have you into the chat. Thank you. Be sure and follow us. All right, back to this. The Biden administration has empowered a professional activist to go around the globe and promote this transgender bullshit. From Australia to Brazil, South Africa, Sweden, Jessica Stern is her name, and she travels the world attending so-called pride events as the State Department's special envoy to advance the human rights of lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender, queer, and intersex persons. She's boasted she is the highest ranking lesbian woman. Why do you have to put those qualifiers in there? She has an annual salary, are you sitting down? $180,000. Let me rephrase that. $180,000 of your tax dollars. Her job, promoting far-left views on sex and gender, lobbying foreign governments, and assisting activist organizations. She was appointed by Biden in September of 2021. Have you ever heard of this lady before? No, you have not. But she's out there. She's traveling the globe as we speak, helping to promote this transgender crap. Man. Unbelievable. Hey, did you get your Facebook back, by the way? Mine was so screwed up. Facebook, Instagram, all kinds, all gone. Facebook fails. This is from Twitchy. I love this site. Facebook fails. And Fabulously Funny follows. By now, certainly you heard, Facebook, Instagram, something called Threads, which I've never heard of, has gone or went down. Most people found out about it, funny enough, on X, Twitter. Andy Stone. Earlier today, a technical issue caused people to have difficulty accessing some of our services. This is Facebook. We resolved the issue as quickly as possible for everyone who was impacted, and we apologize for any inconvenience. He posted that on X. He was the Facebook censor who crowed about blocking the New York Post laptop story. Remember him? Oh, yeah. Anyway, just the billionaire owner of the competitor's website doing a little end zone dance. Elon Musk posts, if you're reading this post, it's because our servers are working. Aladdin says, Stern, S-T-E-R-N, means star in German. Obviously a dem star. I did not know that. I don't know any German. Guten Tag. I think that's it. Anyway, very cool. So it went down and went back up again, but it was down. A lot of stuff was down. Instagram, Facebook, you name it, all over the planet. Stuff. Oh, no, it wasn't all over the planet. That was the other weird thing. It was only in the U.S. Which is why I put the note, rehearsal for November. Imagine leading up to the election a week or two or a day or two or the day of the election and all the social media goes down. Mark my words. Maybe the yesterday was rehearsal day. Could be. I got my tinfoil hat and it's on nice and tight. All right, got a small I told you so story, but this came out yesterday. Michelle Obama, or Michael as Barack refers to him, she is not going to run for 2024's presidential bid. Michael Obama Tuesday addressed calls for her to seek the Democratic Party nomination for the 2024 presidential race. The former First Lady's office went straight to the point and said she's not interested, or he's not interested. As former First Lady, Michelle Obama has expressed several times over the years she will not be running for president. Mrs. Obama supports President Biden and Vice President Harris's re-election campaigns. Okay. Anyway, there he is, and he says, nope, not gonna do it. Yes, by the way, I am purposefully misgendering him. So, if you don't like it, find another show. Couldn't care less. Karen! A-Y-F-K-M? Are you having a stroke? I don't know. I couldn't pronounce that if I tried. I think you're missing some letters, or it's an acronym for something I don't understand. Okay. Hey, San Francisco, what the hell? Don't tell me San Francisco is waking up. That's just not possible. It is absolutely not possible. But this story appeared from KQED in San Francisco. Propositions E and F appear headed for victory. Now, once you find out what propositions E and F are, you're going to be freaked. Please remember, this is San Francisco we're talking about. McGroin-Hertz. Hey, McGroin-Hertz. Good to see you, buddy. Facebook was down. Who gives a shit? Old, affluent, suburban, white women care. That's who. I think you're right. Oh, man. I use Facebook basically to promote this show. And that's because I got, you know, a few thousand friends over there. That's like the only reason I'm on there. I don't use it much at all. I post now and then, but not much. Anyway, San Francisco voters are poised to approve propositions E and F. The measures rode a wave of anti-crime sentiment in San Francisco, who apparently have almost had enough. Unbelievable. Let me get to it. Proposition E would weaken the authority of the citizens-led San Francisco Police Commission, which is a freaking nightmare. Also allows San Francisco police to deploy surveillance tech like facial recognition, implement public surveillance cameras and drones, and it would loosen restrictions around vehicle chases, exempt officers from filing paperwork after using force on a subject, so long as the person suffered no injuries. Wow. Unbelievable. Proposition F, now check this one out, allows the city to require welfare recipients to be drug tested and enter treatment programs if they're suspected of using illegal drugs. That's Proposition F. If you decline treatment, no more cash. You get evicted from your housing. Wow. Unbelievable. And they are poised to approve both of these propositions on the ballot in San Francisco. It's a little bite, but it's a bite. And it shows how even in a whacked out, useless place like San Francisco, people are waking up. Little by little, bit by bit, people are waking up. I've never been to San Francisco, but I've been to Bangkok. And other than the homeless people and the crap in the streets, I think probably the two cities aren't that far apart. Bangkok is such a treat. What a place. What a zoo. And if you need proof, just 2 days ago, this video was taken. There was a huge turf war that broke out between transsexuals on Sukhumvit Road. That is the road. It's a red light district. There's all kinds of boy bars and girl bars and sex bars. Anything you can imagine you would want to find, you will find it on Sukhumvit Road in Bangkok. I've been there. I didn't spend any money there, if you know what I mean. But yes, I've been there. You got to go. You got to check. You have to see it once in your life, right? Apache Roberts. Hey, welcome in, Apache. If San Francisco's passing those laws, there has to be a subversive act behind it. I don't believe anything these dipshits say. I tend to agree with you, but let's wait and see. Let's see what happens. You're right. There may be some addendums to the bill or something that makes it horrible. But on the surface, it holds some promise. All right, let's get back to it. Sukhumvit Road is filled with transsexuals, transgendered, every part of whatever society, he, she, her, she, ja, clubs, bars, foreigners and tourists love going there. And this happened just 2 days ago when a giant turf war broke out between she, him, her, whatever they are. Look at the cops trying to get control. Ah, there's some wigs flying there, man. This is insane. I'll tell you what. In a former... I almost don't want to admit this, but I'm always honest in this show. In a former life, I have quite a few cross-dressing, transsexual, transgender friends. I don't think I've spoken with them in years and years. But do not screw with these ladies when they're pissed off. They will tear your eyes out and tear that wig off your head in a New York minute. I'm telling you, do not screw with these women. They are raised on nails. Hunter Biden says, you must have had a lot of fun in Thailand with those boy toys, J-Bo. Not really. Anyway, yeah, that was going to be my closer tonight, my funny piece of video. And it rates up there. However, I found another one that I had to share. It's made the rounds on social media. Maybe you've seen it, maybe you haven't, but I really did want to share this with you because it's absolutely amazing. This is what a real man is all about. This guy met up, apparently online. Are you freaking kidding me? Oh, that's what A-Y-K-L. Okay, Karen, thank you. I should have probably been able to figure that out. All right, back to the video. This is from TikTok. This guy hooked up online with this woman and set up a date. And he shows up at the woman's house. And this happens.
What's that for?
What do you mean?
The cane.
It's just in case.
It's just in case for what?
David, I'm blind.
What?
Wait, do you not know that?
No.
I thought Rachel would have told you.
She didn't tell me anything.
Are you sure?
Yes, I'm sure. I think I would remember if she told me you were fucking blind.
We don't have to do this. I can just go back inside.
No, that's not why. I'm not saying it like that. I didn't know. Why would you think that I wouldn't want to go on a date with you?
Most guys don't want to date a blind girl.
Well, not most guys. Let me ask you a question. Can you still taste food?
Oh, yeah.
Can you listen to good music?
Yeah.
Okay, then why the fuck wouldn't I want to go hang out with you?
Are you cute?
No, I'm ugly as shit. Okay. I think the worst part is that I put so much into this outfit.
Got long hair.
Right?
Smells good too.
So do you have like super smell and stuff?
No, I wish.
What color eyes do you have? That's beautiful.
Really?
Yeah, I wasn't even looking. That was a booger in your nose. Just kidding. If you guess which hand I'm holding up, then you get to pick what we're eating.
Deal, yeah. Are we starting now?
Yeah.
Right hand.
No.
Did you just switch them?
No.
I just already switched
them. No, I didn't.
You did.
Did you see me do that?
No, I can hear you. Yes. I've been lying this whole time.
Oh, my God. Do you want to drive? What's that for?
Do you want to drive? So she comes out with a white cane with a red tip indicating she's blind. She tells the guy she's blind. They'd never come up in conversation. The guy is totally a man about it. He's totally cool, doesn't care, has no effect on his wanting to date this girl, take her out to dinner at all. He is just so totally cool with the whole thing. She never lets on. And then at the end, she says, I'm just kidding. I'm not really blind. And then he goes, you want to drive? Oh, man. I love that. We need more guys like this, please. Please, can we find some more guys like this in society? Man. Pete Buttbeg, hate mispronouncing them when they're weird names. Chicks with dicks scorned is probably the worst nightmare imaginable. Yeah, probably right. Don't piss them off. I'm telling you, don't screw with those chicks with dicks. They will get you every time. Okie doke. Oh, man. It's just been one of those again, hasn't it? Blackout coffee. Hey, make sure you check them out. Please pick yourself up a bag of Blackout Coffee. It's in our show notes, top link. Use the promo code J20, 20% off at checkout. Really good stuff. What was the point of that video? The point of the video was that the woman was lying, saying she was blind just to test the guy and see if that would make a difference to him. It absolutely didn't make a difference to him. He passed the test, and off they went on their date. And I think that's really brilliant. I think it's very cool that that guy was so totally cool about it. Didn't care. Didn't affect his opinion just because this woman, he thought, was blind. So, all right. Five Little Peppas and How They Grew, from The Wizard of Oz, White Fang, Peter Pan, The Jungle Book, Winnie the Pooh. We've read so many classic children's books on this show, and we're going to keep on doing it. Right now, we're doing The Five Little Peppers and How They Grew, first published way back in 1881, written by Margaret Sidney. And yeah, it's an amazing book. Let's continue on now with The Five Little Peppers and How They Grew. So, they'd individually and collectively been entrusted with the precious secret, charged with the extreme importance of never letting anyone know. And they had nearly been bursting ever since with the wild desire to impart their knowledge. "I'm afraid I shall tell," said David, running to his mother at last. "Oh, Mammy, I don't dare stay near Polly. I do want to tell so bad." "Oh, no, you won't, David," said his mother encouragingly. "When you know Mother don't want you to, and besides, think how Polly'll look when she sees it." "I know," cried David in the greatest rapture. "I wouldn't tell for the world. I guess she'll look nice, don't you, Mother?" And he laughed in glee at the thought. "Poor child, I guess she will." And then Mrs. Pepper laughed too, till the little old kitchen rang with delight at the accustomed sound. The children all had to play clap in and clap out in the bedroom while it came, and stagecoach too, anything to make a noise, Ben said. And then, after they got nicely started in the game, he would be missing to help about the mysterious thing in the kitchen, which was safe since Polly couldn't see him go on account of her bandage, so she didn't suspect in the least. And although the rest were almost dying to be out in the kitchen, they consciously stuck to their bargain to keep Polly occupied. Only Joel would open the door and peep once, then Phronsie behind him began, "Oh, I see the and David swept down on her in a twinkling and smothered the rest by tickling her. Once, they came very near having the whole thing pop out. "Whatever is that noise in the kitchen?" asked Polly, as they all stopped to take a breath after the scuffle of stagecoach. It sounds like grating." "I'll go and see," cried Joel promptly, and then flew out where his mother and Ben and two men were working on a big black thing in the corner. The old stove, strange to say, was nowhere to be seen. Something else stood in its place. A shiny black affair with a generous supply of oven doors and altogether such a comfortable, home-like look about it, as if it would say, "I'm going to make sunshine in this house." "Oh, Joel," cried his mother, turning around on him with very black hands, "you haven't told." "No," said Joel, but she's hearing the noise, Polly is." "Hush," said Ben to one of the men. "We can't put it out up without some noise," the man replied, "but we'll be as still as we can." "Isn't it a big one, Ma?" asked Joel in the loudest of stage whispers. Polly on the other side of the door couldn't have failed to hear if Phronsie hadn't laughed just then. "Go back, Joe, do," said Ben, playing tag. "Anything," he implored. "We'll be through in a few minutes." "It takes forever," said Joel, disappearing behind the bedroom door. Well, luckily for the secret, Phronsie just then ran a pin sticking up on the arm of the old chair into her finger, and Polly, while comforting her, forgot to question Joel. And then the mother came in, and though she had ill-concealed hilarity in her voice, she kept chattering and bustling around with Polly's supper to such an extent there was no chance for a word to be got in. Next morning, it seemed as if the little brown house would turn inside out with joy. "Oh, Mammy," cried Polly, jumping in her arms as the first thing until Dr. Fisher untied the bandage. "My eyes are new, just the same as if I'd just got 'em." "Don't they look different?" she asked, earnestly, running to the cracked glass to see for herself. "No," said Ben, "I hope not. Same brown ones, Polly." "Well," said Polly, hugging first one, then the other, everybody looks different through them anyway. Oh, cried Joel. Come out to the kitchen, Polly. It's a great deal better out there. May I? Asked Polly, who was in such a twitter looking at everything she didn't know which way to turn. Yes, said the doctor, smiling at her. Well then, sang Polly. Come, Mammy, we'll go first. Isn't it just lovely? Oh, Mammy. And Polly turned so very pale and looked as if she were going to tumble right over that Mrs. Pepper grasped her arms in dismay. What is it? She asked, pointing to the corner where the children stood round in the greatest excitement. Why, cried Phronsie, it's a stove. Don't you know, Polly? But Polly gave one plunge across the room, and before anyone could think, she was down on her knees with her arms flung right around the big black thing and laughing and crying at it all in the same breath. And then they all took hold of hands and danced around it like wild little things, while Dr. Fisher stole out silently, and Mrs. Pepper laughed till she wiped her eyes to see them go. We aren't ever going to have any more burnt bread, sang Polly, all out of breath. Nor your back isn't going to break any more, painted Ben with a very red face. Hooray! Screamed Joel and David to fill any pause that might occur, and Phronsie gurgled and laughed at everything just as it came along. And then they all danced, capered again, all but Polly, who was down before the precious stove examining and exploring into ovens and everything that belonged to it. Oh, Ma, she announced, coming up to Mrs. Pepper, who'd been obliged to fly to her sewing again, and exhibiting a very crocky face and a pair of extremely smutty hands. It's most all ovens, and it's splendid. I know it, answered her mother, delighted in the joy of her child. My, how black you are, Polly. Oh, I wish, cried Polly as the thought struck her, that Dr. Fisher could see it. Where did he go to, Ma? I guess Dr. Fisher's seen it before, said Mrs. Pepper, and then she began to laugh. You haven't ever asked where the stove came from, Polly. And to be sure, Polly had been so overwhelmed if the stove had really dropped from the clouds, it could have been a small matter of astonishment for her, as long as it had come. That was the main thing. Mammy, said Polly, turning around slowly with the stove lifter in her hand. Did Dr. Fisher bring that stove? He didn't exactly bring it, cried her mother, but I guess he knew something about it. He is the splendidest, goodest man, cried Polly, that ever breathed. Did he really get us that stove? Yes, said Mrs. Pepper. He would. I couldn't stop him. I don't know how he found out you wanted one so bad, but he said it must be kept as a surprise until your eyes got well. And he saved my eyes, said Polly, full of gratitude. I got a stove and two new eyes. Just to think, Mammy. Well, we ought to be good after all our mercies, said Mrs. Pepper, thankfully, looking around on her little group. Joel engaged in the pleasing occupation of seeing how far he could run his head into the biggest oven and then pulling it out to exhibit its blackness, thus engrossing the others in a perfect hubbub. I'm going to bake my doctor some little cakes, declared Polly when there was comparative quiet. Do, Polly, said Joel, and then leave one or two over. No, said Polly, we can't have any, because these must be very nice. Mammy, can't I have some white on top just once, she pleaded. Oh, I don't know, dubiously replied Mrs. Pepper. Eggs are dreadful, dear, and I don't care, said Polly recklessly. I must just once for Dr. Fisher. I'll tell you, Polly, said Mrs. Pepper, what you might do. You might make him some little apple tarts. Most everyone likes them, you know. Well, said Polly with a sigh, I suppose they'll have to do. But sometime, Mammy, I'm going to bake him a big cake. So there. Our next chapter is called A Threatened Blow, and we will start that on tomorrow's show, The Five Little Peppas and How They Grew. My wife's wits world says it sounds like birds fighting. Yeah, actually, I suppose you're right. It does kind of sound like birds fighting. All right, folks, thanks so much for popping by. Be sure you sign up for a free Rumble account. Just put in your email. It's that easy. It doesn't cost a dime. That lets you join in our live chat with Apache Roberts, McGroinhertz, Karen, Aladen, Hunter, Pete, White Squirrel, all these gang here. We love you guys. We love hearing from you. Thanks so much. And, of course, follow the show and give us a big thumbs up. We appreciate that, too. Enjoy the rest of your Wednesday, and I will see you all again tomorrow.
You just heard The Jay Sheldon Show. Join us Monday through Friday here on Rumble. Thanks for watching.
Snort.